والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. ثم بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. آیت کریمہ آخری شاید جو فیمس آیت جتا کنی مسلم پہت نو and also the translation perhaps every Muslim knows, but our honorable chair Abdullah Al-Qarnasha Ati Muhammad Al-Qarta Rahmatullah Ali is to say the common translation we know is correct but it's not complete, because this is in Arabic grammar what is called Jumla Ismiya, a nominal sentence, and also the verb that is used in the sentence is Fa'l Mudhari, and both of them show on continuity, continuous. So the proper complete translation is all the time. Allah Ta'ala sending Durood on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Malaika are also sending all the time Durood on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah Ta'ala commands Sallu, which is the verb which is of command. And command is also made of Mudhar, that is used by the believers, also continuously sent Durood on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the complete translation. So in this ayat, the very first part is that Allah Ta'ala is sending Durood on the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is the meaning of Allah Ta'ala sending Durood? Of course, Allah doesn't do it as ibadah. We do it as an act of worship, ibadah. Who's ibadah? Allah. Allah is the worshiper. He's not the worshiper. So who must Allah? What is the meaning? So the meaning of this is, there are two meanings to Allah give. One is made clear from one occasion that took place in the Masjid al-Nabawi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting on the minbar, and this ayah was revealed, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ ذِكْرًا. Oh, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have made very high your remembrance, your dhikr. The remembrance of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah is very high. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu wa ta'ala that what is the tafsir, the meaning of this translation is not, that what is the actual meaning? Sahaba, who had embodiment of respect and honor, they did not show that we are big no-more and we know everything. They immediately said, Allah wa Rasulullah A'ad. Allah is Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, no better. And from here we learn a great lesson of adab and respect. Today there is an issue about the sighting of the moon, about halal and haram, about the divorce issue. Almost everyone becomes a Muslim. A person is reclining on his couch, he's got a cigarette in his mouth, he's got Western clothing, no clothing, but he's giving his opinions on what the issue should be. So that is total disrespect. We should have total respect and for which department they think belongs to, leave it to that department. A plumber does not interfere in the electrician's work. And a carpenter does not interfere with the bricklayer's work. You got that department, so there is the department of the ulama and the muftis. And other things come about, say what the ulama decide, what the muftis decide. That was the nature of the Sahaba, and we should imbibe that nature in us. Anyway, then Allah Ta'ala sent the tafsir when she gave alayhi salatu was salam. There is a very rare occasion where Allah gave tafsir. Otherwise, tafsir of the Quran, a famous in the tafsir, Jalalain, Yahab, any tafsir in the Quran, but there is a tafsir of Allah Ta'ala. So what a tafsir won't that be? And what was the tafsir? Allah Ta'ala said the meaning of the deed, إِذَا ذُكِرْتُ ذُكِرْتَ مَعِيَّةً. That when ever, I will be remembered, Allah said, at least I read something in the world, you will be remembered with me also. So our faith is not the remembrance of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And this is the durood of Allah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So if we see, due to geographical differences in time in the world, we are making now Juma, Zohar time, Juma time, somewhere we are making Fajr now, somewhere we are making Asr, somewhere Rabi, somewhere Isha, in the world different times. So Adhan is taking place every split second in the world. For example, Cairo, how many masjids? Karachi, how many masjids? How many homes? For example, Jakarta, the world is full of masjids. And according to Arabic times, we give Adhan Mishal later. Shah is giving over the world. So without any doubt, every split second of the day, the Adhan is going on in the world. And those Adhan are in the air waves all the time. And every Adhan must bear Ashadu Allah, Inna Allah, the Zikr of Allah. Ashadu Anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Without that, the Adhan will not be complete. In the morning when we wake up, the first thing we say, or we should say, what are we wearing? La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah zikr, Allah Rasul zikr. When we sleep at night, the last thing we should say, again, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah zikr, Allah Rasul zikr. When a child is born, adhan and takbir are given in his ear, Allah zikr, Allah Rasul zikr. When Janata Namaz is made, where there is Allah Zikr, Subhanaka Allahumma Al-Tala, and then the Namaz will not be complete until we don't read Allahumma Salli Ala Muhammad, Allahumma Baraka Ala Muhammad. When a person dies, close the eyes, we put him in the qabr, Bismillah, Allah Zikr, wa Ahadunaka Rasulullah. So Allah gave us a reason, 24 hours, every split second, from north to east, south to west, from morning to night, from childhood till death, Allah zikr, Allah Rasul zikr. So all of that is a very high the meaning of the Rasulullah. The other meaning of Allah sending durood on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is that Allah Ta'ala is sending torrents, huge amount of rain of rahmat on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam every split second. All the time, if a person goes to the Victoria Falls in Zimbabwe, Zambia, or he goes to the Niagara Falls, America, Canada, border, then even if he stands at a big distance from the waterfall, that water that is falling, the splashes of it, will let you flow. We always offer that if you buy that, you have to rent a rainfall, but that your clothes don't get wet. Much more than all the waterfalls of the world, Allah's rahmat falls is coming down on the Lord of Allah every morning. And when we go there, and Allah has given this ummah only this great honor that at a distance of about 7-8 meters you stand from the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nobody else knows where the Nabi is also. But we can't get to the Nabi. We know exactly where our Nabi is, and we can at any time put our feet and go away from the land, and we are right in front of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And when you are reading your Tabarani, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam listens to you directly. And according to many ulama, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is seeing you also. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is answering to your salah also. Then maybe a question comes to mind that we know today the crowd for Salah to Salah also, huge crowd. The guy called it Abu, move. Everyone making Salah, Abu, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam answering to everyone's Salah. Today it's not difficult to understand. We understand the antenna, the area of the cell phone, at this given moment, how many calls are going to that antenna. And then it's sending it to which part of the world. Every moment, 24 hours down the cell phone that we use for, how many calls are going? When man can make this, what is it difficult for Allah to wait for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that he hears all those salams and the salams from around the world which the
salat and yet and keep that prayer in salat.
So Allah says one important thing, and it is for this reason that we should go to Ahlullah or we are set in their company. That if you go to Victoria, etc., you have to put on a raincoat so that the coats don't get wet. Yet when we go to Rosa and Mubarak, we have to take off our raincoat of guna, of sins. Because we go to the raincoat of sins, Allah's rahmat is coming, but we got the raincoat of sins, so that rahmat is not falling on us. We see many people go for Al-Umrah, no namaz they are making. When they come back, no namaz. They go home here, they come back, no here. Women go, no qadda, they come back also, no qadda. So that rahmat didn't fall on them. Therefore, going the company of Ahlullah will make you make tawbah. In fact, one interpretation of making that that is shared is that you get tawbah. Let you make tawbah, give me my tawbah. And this is what the shaykh says, I make tawbah of all my sins. And then he carries you on further. So when you are free of sin, now if you took off the raincoat of sin, now let the rahmat come. So that means that the tawbah of you, which are not descending on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every split second. And then, and the malaika and the angels are also continuously sending the ruh on the Nisa of the Prophet. What is the meaning of the malaika, the angels, parishna sending the ruh? They are continuously in the praises of the Nisa of the Prophet. Unfortunately, we haven't got a ta'aluk, a connection with our Nabi. We don't know who our Nabi is, what his value is. So we don't even remember it, where are we going to praise him? If a person is going to take delivery of his stock of the rain, the seed is there on Monday morning, all weekend he'll be cleaning the garage. He'll be putting the entire field carpet on the seed is there. He'll be talking to his friends, thinking on the man, the seed is his car. He'll look at the rain before and say, this also is sent to this teacher also is God. All the things he thinks about it. Because we don't know our Nabi, we don't think of our Nabi. Otherwise, the person who knows will all the time be in the rule in the praises of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For example, when Allah Ta'ala himself says, وَرَفَعْنَا لَكَ الْذِكْرَ We have made your zikr most high. Most high of all the creator. Ba'adus Khuda, who he buzud qissa muqtasa. After that place, what do we have worthy of praise besides Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The greatest praise, the greatest honor that we don't even think. On a Juma, we don't think of our Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We go to Medina Sharif, how many of us are more interested in sports performances? In the politics, what's happening around the world? And we don't know how to read guru also. So this is the praises. Allah Ta'ala says, وَمِنْ نَكَرْ لَعَلَىٰ قُلَّةِ الْعَظِمِ Oh Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you have got the most highest of akhlaq. In fact, the correct interpretation of it is, we have given you the franchise, the sole agency of akhlaq and good character and moral. Anyone who wants good character and moral, they can't get it from any demon in the world, only from the threshold of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many of us study a kitab on the seerah, the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We don't know the better who coming to us. Outwardly, we got a nice big beard, dhoti, good big bosom, big mala, but ask the wife what is the character of this person. Ask the neighbor what kind of a man is this. Because we haven't got the character of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No one in the world will wear with a poster of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or of these posters and all this what they are doing. No one will do. We should show the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the world. We are showing the picture of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the akhlaq, we can't even show it to our wife. We can't show it to our children also. We can't show it to our neighbors also. So if we study seerah, then this will come to us. So the malaika are continuously in the praises of the Nisa Allah and the Sama. And Quran is full of the praises. Hazrat Hassan ibn Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the poet of the Nisa Allah and the Sama. Many of us, we wonder what is this poetry in the Masa'i. Ash'ar ibn Sa'd. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on one occasion ordered Hassan ibn Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu to step on the minbar and sing the praises of Islam and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When he said, he rendered one form, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said more. Until he said, Hatta al-shaktu hi hatta abya. Until I had said 100 times in the praises of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, of Islam, of Quran Sharif, against the enemy of Islam, etc. Among the forms he said, وَأَحْسَنُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَرَى قَطُّ عَيْنِي. More beautiful and handsome than you, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, my eye has not seen any person. وَأَجْمَلُ مِنْكَ لَمْ تَلِدِ النِّسَاءَ. And more beautiful than you, no woman ever gave birth to anyone as beautiful as you. وَلَتَّمُ بَعْضًا مِنْ كُلِّ عَيْنٍ عَيْنٍ. Allah created you free of every fault. Sometimes we think my nose is too big or too flat, my lips are too thick or too thin, my ears are too big, my complexion is not right. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allah made him free of any defect whatsoever. Allah made you as though all who would expect to be, Allah made you like that. These are the outer qualities of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the inside qualities are by far much more superior. Hazrat Hassan ibn Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, Ma ala'tu Muhammadan bi maqaratihi. I didn't praise Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with my words. Walakin bada'tu maqaratihi li Muhammadi. But my words have been praised because I spoke of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People are saying, what the power? I'm not the power. My subject of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praises, that is the great and honorable thing. Allah Sayyidi Rahmatullah, the famous great poet, and that also, how many of us heard his name? How many of us looked at his poetry? Whereas the Muslims and Awliya, they read his whole kitab, and then Wazifa every day. The whole kitab, and what the heart they read it. In that he says that, Ba'adun Nabiyyin, at the heart of him, what he followed him, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sada, all the Anbiya, and the Salaam, and the Salaam, in his heart of features also, and in his character and morals also. Ba'adun Nabiyyin, at the heart of him, what he followed him, وَلَمْ يُدَانُوهُ فِي عِلْمٍ وَلَا تَرَانِ. And none of them came anywhere near Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, neither in knowledge, either in compassion and kindness in any quality. Today, the Olympic races are won by split seconds, the hundredth of a second. They are won. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so to say, won the race with the Anbiya Alaihi Wasallam when he was at the winning post, and they were not even seen on the horizon. There was no sign of them at all. Such a Nabi Allah Ta'ala has given us. The Zahiri quality, in freshness always, even if he just woke up of his sleep, he was fresh like a new feather flower. The Zahiri quality was Zahiri Shahiri, and like the quality is full moon when it is climbing in the sky, and the moon is letting all the stars, babies into bed and covering them. More compassion Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made, not only with the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu, but the whole Ummah. He was one of us. He is one of us on the day of Qiyamah. He told us, if you need me, look for me where the Amal will be going. Look for me where the people will be crossing full Sirat. Look for me, I will be at all the altars, being closer to the Ummah. This is our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That we feel Himani, and as far as courage and resolution of firmness of doing something, he was that time. Time, what then, what happened? How many people are murdered, killed, tsunamis come, earthquakes come, but time is carried on. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had that strong determination and firmness that nothing could deter him in his mission. What then, Nabi? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Wa Muhammaduna huwa sayyiduna fa izzatu wa izzu lana bi ijab. But he, so Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is our always and grand master. And all of us that Allah made us his followers. So when this is the case, this is the guru who is the Maharaja of them. All the time in the praises of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala commanded the Mu'mineen. Ya Ayyuhal Ladheena Aamanu, the believers. And the believers are the friends of Allah Ta'ala. Allahu Waliyyul Ladheena Aamanu. And a friend, a true friend, always desires good for his friends. Like we know when that Bakri Goniji is shattered, You see the phone calls going to one another, let's go buy the butter, before they know what all the butter is sold out. If they have a share, eat, and good share before our dearest friend, our sons, our immediate people, we must buy the share. So as I said, this business which I am doing, and we know many businesses, we know retail, wholesale business, car business, we know all types of business, but unfortunately if we don't know one great business, and a good look of Allah Jalali, Allah says, not only one great business, one great business is of sending Guru on Nabi Sallallahu. And this is such a business that when you buy, for example, for one rand, and you sell for 70 rand, there is never in my mind. No overheads, no other expenses you have got, no rentals to pay, no salary. You buy for a million rand and you sell for 70 million. And that 70 million is with you wherever you are in the world. At the time of mort, it's with you in the qabr. And this is for one group. It comes in the Hadith Sharif. A person who says, one time guru on me, Allah who is it says, 10 gurus on him. And we were on the very mouth, 30 heart and mind. What is our guru? What's the value? But we send one guru on the beloved of Allah, Allah who is far to heart, pure of me. He sends 10 gurus on you. You have made a profit of 10. You send one guru, Allah adds 10 good deeds to your record of deeds. 20 for an hour and you have made profit. Allah then wipes out 10 sins. 30 already your profit will be made. Allah raises your status in Jannah by 10. 40 already. Allah gives you the reward of being 10 slaves. 40. Allah sends 10 salams on you. 60. And one more also virtue, then Parishas make dua for you. 70. One guru, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us all be sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we make what happened? We didn't invest 1 cent also. We didn't have to even drink water that my throat gets dry every 1 guru. What time we take? What are we driving we can do? Instead of learning and listening to all the Arab music on the phone, when we are on call, and how many of our Muslim businesses, they also got Arab music while we are waiting for the call. You can be reading Guru at that time. So one Guru and what we learn from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala says, Mawlana Abdul Tulpuri rahmatullah alayhi says, sending Guru is like buying shares on the share market. And no question here whether it's halal or haram. Whether it's jayz or najayz, 100% you must buy the share of sending Guru. And the reward of Guru is up to 70, your returns are up to 70. And this share, there are no limits, you can only buy 100 shares. Plus A share, preferential share. We are limiting it to a customer to so many. How many gurus you want to need? So many shares you are buying. And your residents are not going to come after 1 year. So after 1 year, the company doesn't exist anymore. So the investment is gone. This company will solve the company of Allah Ta'ala. Malan Abdul Ghani Tulpuri Rahmatullah used to say that this business of sending gurus, that so we say the directors of this business is Allah Ta'ala himself and the Malaikah. And so, and this business, if we have a business from 1920, we make sure we have definitely established 1920. And that's our business, Allah is since ever. That ever that there is no ever before that also. Allah is forever. Since then, Allah is sending Guru Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Malaika are always sending, they are the directors. No type of man, you buy shares, and they say that the business doesn't exist also. Continuously you are getting your reward, and immediately you are getting your reward. And you don't have to go and deposit that, Allah deposits it for you. And in the bank of Allah, the bank doesn't go bank also, doesn't go bankrupt. The bank is solid also, and the guru has Allah for you. One person will be presented on the day of Qiyamah, and his record of deeds in the statement of his case, only gunas. And he sees, I'm going to Jahannam. Suddenly he sees a handsome young person coming and place a small piece of paper in the other hand, right hand side. And the weight of that small paper outweighs everything. He says, who are you? You haven't made my life, you have made my eternity.
You have taken my direction from Jahannam straight to Jannah. I was going in the blazing flames of Jahannam. Now I'm going into the enjoyments and pleasures of Jannah. Who are you and what did you put in my escape? He says, I am your Nabi. And this is that one guru you sent out to me, today I am returning to you and I am giving you. One guru, if we keep on sending gurus, what will be the position? So the Malaya, oh my friends, I'm showing you a great business. Prior to share here, there is no better business you can do than this. Sahu, Ali, Wasalli, Taslima. Send Guru to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Salam, Taslima in a hundred. And your passion and your love, not your complete number, your enchantment. That oh, you are the Nabi, Islam, we have got. Islam is in the world. This beautiful Nabi, this beautiful Juma, this big Tarawah, through whose water? That's the problem. This beautiful, whatever outlet Akhlaq we have got, this beautiful forms of Sunnah that we have got, all this is the Rasak of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Allah, the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara, and Makkatul Mukarrama, and Rawatul Jannah, and the Gumbatul Khizra, and the Ta'atari, and the Kuwa Rota, the Kutbi Nabi Rota. If it was not for you, then there should have been Jannah, there should have been Marina, there should have been Makkah. Then we don't even send one guru. After the first today is Juma. Juma is a day to increase, not to reach guru, to increase our guru. How many of us want how many gurus to be reached a day? Juma, we don't even need one guru, forget increasing our guru. This is our condition. So Allah has given us this great grace. It comes in the Hadith Sharif. Inna awwal nasi bi yawm al-qiyamah aktharuhum alayhi as-salat. The person who will be the most closest to me on the day of Qiyamah will be the person who sends the most guru. So it's up to us every individual. You can exceed. And how many gurus you send, so much will be the closest. The ulama has written three meanings of being close to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One is to be physically, bodily close. Who wouldn't want to be close to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on Qiyamah Day? It's up to us every individual. You can be as many gurus as you want to be. The more you are, the more close you are. The second meaning is that person who has had the most love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam who reads the most guru. How many gurus we read when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has loved us so much. And the third meaning is that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will make sifat jafar, intercede the most for those people who read the most gurus. How much gurus do we read? It comes in the hadith and I will end up with this, that al-baqidu, idha zikirtu indahu, tanadu sallim alayhi. A stingy and arrogant person is that person that my name is taken in front of him and still he's so stingy he can't even just move his lips and his tongue. And he can't even say one guru from me. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's favors upon us are so great. For example, if a person got landed up in hospital 6 months, his rental is not paid, water and light account is not paid, they're threatening to cut his water and light. Somebody comes and puts 100,000 rand in his hand, go talk to yourself. Oh, why do you remember that person? He tells children always make glass, but he always puts to the, he has that at the time and he is so. Millions and billions of people can have worse problems. More than that are the pages of Madhisa and Madhisa. And we can't say one disaster. What is the meaning of our guru? Our guru is naturally disaster and that is Madhisa. The meaning of our guru, we are making dua for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam doesn't need our guru or the Mubarak and our dua. We get the benefit. Our guru, we are saying the praises of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Our guru, we are making dua that has raised the position of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But we couldn't do it, we didn't know how to do it. So our message, you said guru, but we don't send guru, we in return say to Allah on the Sahih. Allah, you send guru, we don't know how to send. Allah sends that guru and treasures our accounts, but you send the guru. And we didn't know how to send, we should have spoiled everything. Allah sends guru, there are few people on the guru, and Allah has treasured our account. And then you send, we gave an empty capsule to Allah, that's what I do
person, so a person who is stingy
is that person who can himself even one guru. And God said, stingy, very, very poor to proper,
Makhi juice.
The person who sucks is that. And this process are not some of the things that makes them up, something better than a problem that's made. A person that usually is shook by the plant that has been set. The plant started flying off, he caught the plant. And he started sucking. He said, you can go, I don't need you. But now should you go in there? How much to cost? And the very large insect, so very, how stingy? Wallah, more stingy than that person is the person who knows the name of the Isa of the Father, and that's what we do. Now all these things are spoken about the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, our reaction that we need, that we need all. There was a couple of people talking about them is to go for Isha at night. The whole world is wide awake. If you finish my cooking, you don't even make Isha. So he used to put on the plane on the land. The Sahib doesn't need it, she didn't even make Isha. One day he came back from halfway going to the masjid. Knock on the door and said, don't go on the door. I forgot to put off the plane today. You put it off. She said that 60 years we married, you made me so well. You didn't, you forgot I put it off. But you so right about the plane burning the wheat and the caravan all burning so much. And what about your, the soul of your shoes that God wants from you to come after he died for him? So he said, I took that into account. At that point I took off my shoes and put them under the ground. When I reached that point I was there again. What is the then he said, you said, I mustn't open the door. Why? He said, the ninja will get wrong also. How stingy is that? But one more person who doesn't send guru is even more stingy. See, in his category, he's there. We all like to be counted among the senators, but we can't even send one guru which doesn't cross any of who on the other. Man, I think that's for me. You understand? God says, we'll be having an Islamic Jalsa on Sunday night in Madison Road. And 21, 22, and 23 are February in our lives, the Greek reality is going to come. Get on with all your work, your business, your husband, your father, you in Jamaat work, you in Vatrasar work, whatever, prepare this dimension to you and see what great difference will come. May Allah give us all of you.